Hey there, and welcome to Leading Presales, the show for solution engineering leaders who want to build teams that drive revenue, and not just demos. My name is Tim, and I'm the co-founder of SE Rockstars, and together with Jan, we've coached over 350 solution engineers and their leaders across several dozens of companies. Every conversation you hear on this show is based on real coaching situations, real challenges, real problems that SE leaders like you are dealing with right now. None of this is made up. We use AI to bring these stories to life through our two hosts, Nate and Ava, but the insights come straight from the trenches. Each episode gives you one actionable takeaway you can apply immediately, whether you're already leading a team or working your way into that role. All right, let's get into it.
Nate, before we get going, do you sound a little different today?
I was about to ask you the same. Apparently, we've had a bit of a tune-up under the hood.
A tune-up?
New voice engine. We've moved from 11 Labs over to Google Gemini. For the curious listener, that's the switch under the hood. The team tells me we're meant to sound a bit more natural.
Huh. As opposed to what? Charmingly robotic?
Charmingly synthetic, I think was the phrase. Same conversation, hopefully a little easier on the ears.
So if either of us breathes weird or pauses in odd places, that's why. And if it lands, tell us. Email, LinkedIn, however you find us. We want to hear what you make of it.
Right. Now, back to the actual show. One of my SE managers ran an experiment last quarter. Two teams, same AI demo tool, same product, identical 2 weeks to build.
Okay.
One team had been through a structured discovery program the quarter before. The other hadn't. Both shipped demos using the tool.
Let me guess. Different results.
Wildly different. The team that skipped the discovery work shipped gorgeous demos. Beautiful dashboards, polished storytelling, wrong data model underneath. Prospects were polite and ghosted.
Oof, brutal.
The other team? Aesthetically worse demos, rougher edges, every single one ended with a next meeting booked.
So the ugly demos won?
Every time, because they answered a real question.
Welcome to Leading Presales. I'm Ava.
And I'm Nate. One idea, 5 minutes. Today, why AI is making your discovery gaps bigger, not smaller. Look, I've spent this whole quarter watching my managers push their SEs through 40, 60, 80 hours of mandatory AI training. Every company's doing it right now.
Yep, same pressure here, except I don't have the layers. I feel it directly in my calendar.
How many hours are your SEs burning on AI tooling this quarter?
About 6 a week. New tools, new prompts, new integrations. I've been telling myself it's an investment.
Is it?
When I look at what actually moved our win rate, not as much as I hoped.
Right. And the pitch is always the same. 50 times faster, 10 times faster, pick your multiplier. I had a conversation last week where someone quoted me 50x on demo build time.
50x is a big number.
It is. But 50 times faster at what? If the demo's off the mark, you just scaled a bad assumption 50 times.
Okay, keep going.
Discovery is the constraint. It always was. AI just made the cost of skipping it louder.
I hear you, but here's the pushback. My SEs run a 4-week cycle, sometimes less. If I tell them pause and do proper discovery, I lose the deal to the vendor who shipped a demo on Thursday.
Fair. I'm not saying 90-day discovery. I'm saying structured discovery. 15 minutes of actual thinking before you prompt the tool.
What does that look like? Walk me through the 15 minutes.
A pain chain. You start with the surface complaint and keep asking, what does that lead to? Every answer is the next link. Stakeholders describe the symptom. You climb until you land on something a CFO would actually fund a decision on. Revenue, cost, time to value, that altitude. My best managers require it as an artifact before any SE touches the AI demo builder.
So it's a gate.
It's a gate, and it's cheap. 15 minutes, written down, the SE has to think in actual sentences.
And the AI gets the artifact as input, not the SE's vague notes.
Exactly. Why a pain chain specifically? Why not a persona, a stakeholder map, something richer? Because it has to be cheap enough that the SE actually does it. Persona maps are a research project. The pain chain is one question walked up 4 or 5 times, sticky note territory. If it costs more than 15 minutes, nobody does it before a demo.
Okay, that I can work with. That's an interesting reframe. The AI isn't replacing discovery. It's consuming it. Bad input, bad output.
Good input, 50x output.
And the SEs who skip the gate, what happens?
Exactly what you'd expect. My manager pulled the numbers. Gated team got double the qualified next steps. Same tool, same product, twice the conversion.
Because the tool is only as sharp as the question you walked in with.
And I'll admit something. A year ago, I thought AI would commoditize discovery, make it skippable.
And now?
Now I think AI widens the gap between good and bad SEs. The sharp SE becomes 50 times sharper. The mediocre SE just ships more mediocrity faster.
So the AI doesn't level the playing field. It tilts it harder.
It does. And the uncomfortable part is, the temptation right now is to pour hours into the tool, not into discovery. Everyone's worried about being left behind on AI.
Which means discovery becomes the forgotten lever. Nobody's getting promoted for, I got better at discovery this quarter.
No, they're getting promoted for, I automated our demo pipeline.
Ugh, and in 2 years, we'll have teams of SEs who can generate 50 demos a day, and none of them land.
That's the risk. It's what keeps me up about this cycle.
What if the AI gets so good it can do the discovery too?
It can help. It can't replace. The room where the customer tells you what really broke last quarter? No model gets invited to that room. Not yet. Maybe not ever.
Yeah, that's still human work. The pain has to be felt before it can be heard.
And the SE who can sit with it, ask the next question, then the one after that, worth 5 of the demo pipeline operators.
Okay, the move.
Before your SEs touch any AI demo tool, require a 1-page pain chain. Start with the surface complaint and walk it up. What does that lead to? What does that lead to? Until you land on a metric the CFO would actually care about. The artifact feeds the tool. No artifact, no demo. You'll be shocked what happens to your win rate.
And as a leader, don't let the AI training budget eat your discovery budget. Those aren't the same skill. One makes the other worth something.
I'm Nate.
And I'm Ava. See you next episode.
Thanks for listening to Leading Presales. If you've got a question, a topic you'd like us to cover, or you just want to connect, reach out to me at tim@serockstars.com. And if what you heard today hit home and you want to talk about how to develop your SE team, feel free to book a discovery call at serockstars.com. No strings attached. The link is, of course, also in the show notes. Until next time, and keep leading from the front.